Well, everybody, welcome to Money and Change on a strange Sunday. For some reason, things aren't working quite right. A little technical difficulty here. Sorry for the delay in the show. But things have gone awry. Anyhow, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. And we'll get into the disclaimer and start the show. The information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Now that we got the legal stuff out of the way, let's do some shout outs and then we'll get right into the show. Big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show, as always. And we have a lot of lineups of different shows for you to listen to watch, and have a good time. And I'll tell you what, the Trim Radio Network is there, and you'll be able to see some of the programs that we have. We have Adventure Waits Around the Bend with then we have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. We have Life Walk with Christ God with Michael Bejas. We have Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network every Sunday at 7 p.m. We have Offsides College Football, Top 25. We have the Take Point 22 Radio Show. We have My World, Laugh and Whatever, Live, Laugh and Whatever. And that's every Wednesday, and that's live. We also have the National Marketer, it's Natural Marketer Podcast with Victoria Smith. And we also have the Positude Podcast and Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. And I'll tell you what, he still hasn't found the green pill. You know, he says you can either have the blue pill or the red pill, but he doesn't have the green pill. Come on, Rascala, let's get with it here. Okay, we've got the Trim Radio Network. Check us out. And I'll tell you what, you can advertise on the show like Laser Technologies, or you can shop the merch. All you have to do is hit the button there. It says shop now. Click that button. And here you go. We've got Cut the Bull custom pin buttons. We've got the network duffel bag. Mouse pads. You can advertise on the shows. There it is. 90 seconds. And other rates apply. Also, Life Walk with Christ God on its Air Hood sweatshirt. And we have the Trim Radio Network cup and mug. Okay. We've got Take It All 15 mouse pads. We've got all kinds of stuff for you. Okay. It's there. Buy the merchandise. The money that we get from selling the merchandise goes right into paying for airtime. And that's expensive. Okay. So you can do that. Now, what happens if you want to do your own show? All you have to do is click on where the magic finger is pointing here. Hi there, thanks for visiting the Trim Radio Network. How can I help you today? You click on that and, oh, have a question? Enter your question below. Put your name, your phone number. Put your message in there. Hey, I want to host my own show. What do I have to do? And then all you have to do is put in your email address and then click send. And then somebody will be right with you, okay? And that's how easy it is. And we use StreamYard, okay? And we're undergoing some changes right now and adding and deleting a few things. We've got some videos coming up and all that stuff is going to be interesting to see how things go, okay? So check us out, and that's the Trim Radio Network. Also, you know, you could check us also out on something called Facebook. Do you know what Facebook is? A lot of people are on Facebook, and we have our own shows there, and we post a lot of different things. And here you can see, join us now. Let's go. Yep, that's it. Right for today. And I'll tell you what, we post a lot of different things there. And I just posted something today about financial alternatives to bad credit. And if we have time, we'll get into that with starting the show a little bit later. Hopefully I can get into that. If not, I'll try to cover that on Wednesday in my world, because a lot of people are having bad credit issues. But you can check us out on Facebook. It's Money and Change / Financially Prepped on Facebook. It's easy to join. Okay, just join us and you'll get updates on everything financial. Okay, well, we've got that one. Now we've got to get really into the show, because I've got to make up some lost time here, because we're flying. You guys know the shout outs. The University of Findlay, www.findley.edu. Check them out. The girls' basketball season is really good. The guys are doing very well. And so is the football team. But University of Findlay is just not a sports school. They have bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees. It's a very good school. And this year is the first year that the University of Bluffton has joined the University of Findlay. So now you have two campuses to go to. Actually, there are four, because the University of Findlay has their hazardous materials campus, they have their equestrian campus, and they have their main campus. And they have a lot of good professors, great students. You'll find a lot of international students there, and really good facilities. I mean, really good facilities. And a very good president of the university, Dr. Kathy Fell, has done an excellent job there. And now we've got the University of Bluffton, which is 20 miles away. They are now joining the University of Findlay. So if you can't find a course that you like at the University of Findlay, you can go to the University of Bluffton. How's that? Okay, so we've got that done. Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks, as always. And we'll be having some slideshows of his pens. You want to check us out on our Facebook page. And then we have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Big shout out to Brad and Chris at the Big Family Homestead. The Deep South Homestead is no more. It's now Pecan Grove. Okay, and that's with Danny and Wanda King. We have Southern Prepper 1, that's David Kobler. And we have Prepper Nurse 1 with Ed Carswell. And Prepper Princess Amber Stork, as always, a self-made millionaire. And she talks about a lot of different things. Okay, and I post her videos up there too. Also, a big shout out to David Gilmore for getting me interested and involved in GMRS radios, General Mobile Radio Service. And here we go. Yeah, that's it. It's an Ocean 935G Plus with a Nagoya 771G antenna. I can talk from here out to 35 miles, believe it or not, I can, to a repeater, and then 90 miles beyond that, because it's on a very tall tower. It's a good little radio to have. And it's only $35 for 10 years, and anybody in the family can use it as long as they behave themselves, okay? Something to check into. Well, so much for the shout-outs and the disclaimer and everything like that. Okay, we've got to get talking into a lot of different things. You know, we had an election, and the president-elect is going to be DJT, Donald Trump. Okay. And he's in the midst of picking his cabinet. And there are a lot of different people in the running. But since I'm talking about financial stuff, I really want to take a look at what he's picking for the financial end of it. Of course, you know, we've got Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, and they're going to head up the Department of Governmental Efficiency, better known as DOGE or DOGE. Okay. And he's named, President Trump is named billionaire Musk and Ramaswamy. And Ramaswamy was a former Republican candidate, but he's also a very successful businessman from Cincinnati, Ohio. So he's naming them to head up the Department of Governmental Efficiency. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, we have met the government and they is us. or they say, we have met the enemy and they is us. I think Pogo, the old cartoon character, came up with that many years ago. And I'll tell you what, government gets bloated. Government itself is not very efficient. If it was, we wouldn't be paying such high taxes. But it's bloated, and it needs to be pared down. You don't have to have a bunch of people sitting around and pushing unimportant papers back and forth to justify a paycheck. Okay, so they want to make it a little bit more efficient. And if there's any nonsensical departments, like the Department for the Inspection of Tiddlywink Toys, I don't think we need that, do we? Okay, so I think they're going to take a look at that. But, you know, you take a look at everything else that President-elect Trump is doing. He's looking at a lot of different people. For example, Scott Bessent, B-E-S-S-E-N-T, he's looking at him as potential Treasury Secretary. Okay, and he's a key economic advisor to Trump, and he's widely seen as a top candidate. I mean, he hasn't been picked yet. Okay. Other people that they're thinking of is Howard Lutnick, L-U-T-N-I-C-K, as a presidential treasury secretary. And let's see, the co-chair of Trump's transition effort and longtime chief executive of financial services firm Cantor Fitzgerald Lutnick is in the running for treasury secretary. And he's a New Yorker, you know, typical New Yorker type attitude. But he's really praised the president-elect's economic policies, including the use of tariffs. And we'll get into those in a little bit. So he would be a good choice there. Linda McMahon, M-C-M-A-H-O-N, is a potential commerce secretary. Okay. And believe it or not, she's a professional wrestling magnate and former Small Business Administration director. And she's seen as a front runner to lead Trump's Department of Commerce. Okay. And, you know, we got this all through Reuters. And, you know, nothing is finalized yet. And Trump's got a lot of stuff to do. He's got to get everything arranged before he is inaugurated in January. Okay. A lot of things to do between election time and the swearing in. Okay. So there's a lot of things to do, a lot of people to talk to. And I imagine he's having different aides talking to him about getting people lined up to handle those positions. I don't know how many thousand positions are going to be available. Okay. But when a new president comes in, he can make changes to his cabinet. He can make changes to different departments of the government. You know, I had a friend of mine that used to be the head of natural resources for the state of Ohio. And every time a Republican was in, well, then he was the head of natural resources. And when a Democrat got elected, he was the assistant head of natural resources. He still had a job, but his position title changed, basically doing the same job. And that's the way government normally works, okay? So we have a lot of that going on. So Trump's going to be working on that. But you take a look at everything that he's got to face. There was a thing about an economic issue. It's a catch-22. And I just picked that up today. And I thought, well, gee whiz, we might want to talk about that. Because he's going to be inheriting some baggage. I mean, some heavy, bad baggage. And all presidents end up inheriting something, okay? Something from the last guy gets dumped on his plate, and he's got to clean it up. And if he can't, then he's going to have problems all during the 4 years of his tenure, okay? Well, anyhow, there was an article in Zero Hedge that said Trump faces an economic catch-22 his first day in office, so what can he do about it? Okay, this was done by Brandon Smith. And he said, for the past several months, he says, I've been discussing the high probability of Donald Trump's return to the White House. Well, guess what? He's in. And he says he's warned Biden-Harris administration, along with the Democrats, have been using data manipulation to hide the growing threat of a stagflationary collapse within the U.S. within the next couple of years. Yeah, it's gotten that bad. And they don't want to post anything that says their administration didn't do the right corrective measures. They always want to promote something that they've done good. I mean, all administrations do it, let's face it, okay? But I think Trump is going to be a lot more truthful than any of the past administrations we've had for probably 12 years or so, okay? Well, anyhow, there was an article that was done, Smoke and Mirrors and What Happens After Biden's Economic Manipulations Disappear. And that was published in September, and he outlined the specific tricks of Biden's team and what they've been using to obscure the decline of the labor market and hiding the true inflation problem and marginalizing the exploding national debt and manipulation of the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, while artificially propping up the gross domestic product, the GDP, with government spending. Okay? Well, with the CPI, Consumer Price Index, what they do is they don't report the cost of food or gasoline. So that gives you a lower figure. Gasoline's gone up in price, especially if you're on the West Coast. I mean, I heard a report today where it was over $6 a gallon. Here in Ohio, it's been ranging between $2.86 and up to $3 in that range, okay? And it's not like California, okay? California is its own thing. People can't afford to live there because, guess what? Gasoline prices, housing prices, the housing market there is crazy. I know somebody personally that had a really nice house out there, and she moved back to Ohio. Matter of fact, she's about five blocks from me, and she sold her house in California and paid cash for a brand new house here. And that house is every bit of $500,000 plus. Beautiful house. And she still had a lot of money left over. So what does that tell you about the California market versus the Ohio market? Okay. It's highly inflated. You know, and we're talking about inflation is still a problem and it's concealed by statistics. Yeah, you can hide. What was it? Liars figure and figures lie? Well, I'll tell you what. Figures can be manipulated any which way you want. And the government's been known to do that on occasion. I don't care if you're federal government or state government. It has been done. Okay, so what they have to do is expose the data manipulation. Okay, give the true numbers. Don't lie about it. Just give the true numbers. Offset tariffs with incentives for domestic industry and manufacturing. So what Trump really needs to do is to say, okay, we're going to put tariffs on certain types of equipment. And it's made overseas. We can make it here and force those companies to bring those industries back to the United States. It puts people back to work. We have better quality equipment in most cases. And that could be in semiconductors, that could be in large equipment manufacturing, other construction techniques, iron and steel, you name it. Okay. So you put a tax on it. So if you go to buy something, a foreign car, for example, and a foreign Chinese car would say, be $9,000 and you add another, let's say $5,000 to it. So you now have a $14,000 car, okay? a U.S. company then could make a car comparable to that at a lot cheaper price, I think. There's always price manipulation. And sometimes I wonder about used car and new car dealers. There are all kinds of tricks. One thing I've learned about that is don't be afraid to walk out of the showroom. Don't be afraid to do that, because then they will contact you and try to work a deal on the price. Okay? And I've personally known people that have done that. And I said on one of the other shows, he went in to purchase a Cadillac. He knew what the price was wholesale. He was willing to give the guy an extra $100 or $200 above wholesale for it. And the guy said, well, here's your price. And he says, okay, fine. Turns around, walks out. He says, aren't you going to work with me? And we can work a deal. He said, no, you gave me your price. Next thing you know, the sales manager was calling him at his house, wanting to make a deal. This is the end of the month type of thing. So he still didn't use that car dealer he bought from somebody else. Okay, somebody was really straight up with him. But, you know, offset with tariffs and incentives for the domestic industry here in the States to remanufacture things. A lot of things are made overseas, okay? And some countries won't allow U.S. cars to be sold there. You have to buy maybe a Mercedes-Benz over there, or you might have to buy another form of a foreign car. And we can't sell our Chevys and Fords over there. And if we want to get a prestigious car over here, then we got to pay more for it. A little even. Foreign trade is interesting. It's working deals with different countries and trying to get the best deal for both sides. Okay. Sometimes it can be reached. Sometimes it can't. Okay. Number three, issue government debt back gold or silver. Okay. Precious metal savings account. Right now we have a fiat currency. I've said it before. It's all paper. They want to go to digital money. Well, that's all ones and zeros. And those electronic wallets you store things in, things can be stolen out of there. It happened. All I have to mention is Mt. Gox. And a lot of people start squirming in their seats when they have Bitcoin and suddenly Bitcoin disappears. Well, it did at Mt. Gox. A lot of people got burned on it. Okay. If you can't hold it in your hand and you can't spend it, why have it? Okay. So I can see us going back to a gold or a combination of gold and silver backed currencies. The big problem here is we've got the BRICS countries. They haven't formalized anything yet, but it's Brazil, India, Russia, China, and about 24 other countries so far. And they want to be able to trade between countries with their own currencies and not use the US dollar. Now, when that happens, what's going to happen to the dollar? You're going to find out that the dollar is not going to be worth anything. And if that's the case, then inflation is going to go sky high. Okay, we know that. So he's got to handle that one. A moratorium on debt ceiling increases. You know, no more saying we're going to raise the debt ceiling. Live with a budget. You got to do that. But those are the things that he has to work on, okay? Well, what do we have currently right now? Well, current inflation rate in the United States is 2.6% so far, with the 12-month period ending October 2024. And this is a slight increase from the previous rate of 2.4%. And the next inflation update is scheduled to be released on December 11th. So then we'll really know how bad things are. Okay? What's the national debt so far? Well, I'm going to bring that up. And the national debt keeps going up and up and up. Why? Because the government spends like drunken sailors. And here you go. You take a look at it. And the U.S. national debt right now is at $36 trillion. $7,453,000,000 in climbing. Okay? That's a lot. That's $106,616 per citizen. Or $272,821 per taxpayer. I don't know about you, but I don't have that cash. Okay? I don't have that. The last time we did the show, we were at $35 trillion. Now we're at $36 trillion. The government doesn't know how to budget money. And if the DOGE, D-O-G-E, commission does what they're supposed to do and can economize, and everybody runs with a balanced budget, I think we'll be a lot better off. Okay, because right now we're only taking in $5 trillion and we're $36 trillion in the hole. That's not a good number. And you can see it right there. Those numbers are flying. Okay. And it's scary when you have to consider all of that. Well, when you get back to it, guys, a lot of different things are happening. And I found an article where consumers are drowning in debt. And you'll say, well, gee, we know that. Well, yeah, we all know that people are drowning in debt. Okay. But here's the article to it in Zero Hedge. And it was done by Michael Snyder. We've talked about Mike Snyder in the past and themostimportantnews.com. And he said consumers are drowning in debt as hordes of businesses fail all over the U.S. Right here locally in Ohio, we've got Frisch's restaurants. And they're closing up shop. Why? Because they didn't pay rent on the buildings that they had. You see, somebody says, I'll build you the building and you pay me rent. And you can have the building there. Well, then that means they don't have to put out maybe $1.5 million for a restaurant. Instead, they move their equipment in and run it and pay the guy rent. Well, that's what happened. And a bunch of attorneys came up and said, you haven't paid rent for a year and you owe us so many dollars. And I don't know the current amount. I think it was over $1 million. I could be absolutely wrong on that, but that's what it is. Well, you have that going on. An auto parts store was going to close 500 auto parts stores, okay? And when I was growing up, they were very popular. And then all of a sudden, we had 3 auto parts stores show up. Where there was only one, now there are 3. And then you've got everything going on at Walmart. You've got do-it-yourself homeware places opening up. And you've got Menards and everything else. They're not solely automotive, but they handle a lot of automotive things. Well, anyhow, Mike Snyder's talking about people drowning as hordes of businesses fall over the U.S. Why? Money is tight. People aren't buying as much. And so they have all these stores and they're not doing any business. So if a store isn't doing any business, you close that business. If you can't get new buyers in there to buy your goods, it's only common sense. Even mom and pop restaurants are noticing people aren't spending as much because prices are up everywhere else. You go to the grocery store, prices are up. Gasoline prices are up. Building material costs are up. Well, guess what? When we did the COVID thing, okay, we had people that were out of work, and so the government had to give them money to keep them eating and so forth. And that was all well and good, but people couldn't afford to buy things. And then they said, we're going to raise the minimum wage. So they raised it, so the cost of everything went up. And now people are complaining about that. And was it related to COVID? Yeah, you could blame a lot of it on COVID as far as I'm concerned. Okay, you look into it yourself. But it looks like right now, according to Michael Snyder, he's saying that consumer prices have piled up the largest mountain of household debt in the history of the world. And if the federal government was almost $36 trillion in debt, the fact that the U.S. households are nearly $18 trillion in debt would be making a lot more headlines. And then he goes on to say, unfortunately, a time of reckoning has arrived, and it's going to be incredibly painful. Now, that's something that Trump and his crew are going to have to work on. Yeah, it's going to be painful. Okay, I can guarantee it's going to be painful. Well, hey, on Wednesday, they learned a total credit card debt has surged to a brand new record of $1.17 trillion. And collectively, Americans now owe a record $1.17 trillion on their credit cards. You know what I've always told people is pay down your debt. Put some money aside. Buy long-term food. Be able to store purified water, okay? Make sure you have your medicines and so forth. If you have a crash, you're covered all the way around. But pay down that debt. Don't use that credit card. Cut it up. Use cash and live beneath your means. I just purchased a solar battery unit. And I paid some significant money for it. Well, I don't have any debt. So I'm going to pay down on that and pay it all off before I even get it, because I don't like that debt hanging over my head. And the system is a good system. It's called OOPES, O-U-P-E-S. And it's got a 3-year warranty on it. And everybody says it's a very good unit and the solar panels with it are good. And I'm just hedging my energy usage. Okay, if power goes out or we get in a severe depression and power is too expensive, I'll be able to cover everything. Okay, I'll be able to play my radios. I'll be able to light the house. I'll be able to use the washer, maybe the dryer, and other things. Okay, so that's an investment on my part. And I want to get it paid off, so it's mine, all mine, okay? Well, anyhow, he goes on to say the total student loan debt has reached a brand new record high of $1.61 trillion. Well, who's going to pay it back? You know, I had a student loan. I had to pay it back. I paid it back within a year. It wasn't that much, but I paid it back. Why are they getting into debt? Because education costs money. And I think you're almost better off going to a 2-year community college and learning a trade. You'll make a lot more money in the long term, unless you're going to be a doctor or an architect or something like that. Well, anyhow, 30% of federal student loan borrowers say they've gone without food or medicine due to their monthly bills. And that's according to a Consumer Financial Protection Bureau information release. And in addition to skipping necessities, 38% of people with federal student loans said they carried credit card debt that they wouldn't have otherwise, according to that bureau. Well, overall, total household debt in the United States has skyrocketed to a brand new record high of $17.94 trillion. That's scary. Yeah, it's too scary. Like I said, pay down your debt. Live frugally. Live beneath your means. You don't have to have Netflix all the time. You don't have to go out to the movies all the time. You don't have to spend a lot of money eating out all the time. Okay? You don't have to do that. and you don't need to drown in debt. And you're going to say, well, Stu, what am I going to do? Live beneath your means. Okay? You have to do that. Well, let's get into to save money, because, you know, what is it? Black Friday's coming up. And so we need to talk about that. And let me get that up on the screen, because there was an article that came out in Yahoo, and it was 9 ways to save money and avoid debt on Black Friday. And there it is. It's right on the screen. Okay. Are you going to get out on Black Friday the day after Thanksgiving and just go totally nuts? Stand in line for hours to get deals? I remember employees would beg me that they could get off on Black Friday, and they would go stand in line all night long to get things. And we had a type of a lottery. Not everybody could go. Somehow I lost the lottery and I was working. And I had two of my management employees were off standing in line for sales. And I really didn't mind it. One of them had a large family and they needed to do that. Well, anyhow, Yahoo Finance was talking about 9 ways to save. So here's the 9 smart shopping tips for Black Friday. Know your budget. Don't spend beyond your budget, okay? You should have some number to guide your spending before heading out this Black Friday. You could approach Black Friday weekend with an overall budget in mind, such as a total of $500 allocated to spending, or $400, or $300, or $200. Set your budget, okay? Have a plan on how you're going to do it. You know, you have online sales and you have in-store sales. And so you want to take a look at where you're going to buy things and make sure that it's good things that will last. Okay. Shop with a 0% APR. You want to do that. And you want to pick a card that will do that if you want to use a card. I prefer using cash, and they're recommending the different cards here. And I'm going to skip by that because you can do your own research on that, okay? Seek out extra deals and discounts. That's only commonplace. You always do that. Use card protections. So if you're going to buy something from Walmart or whatever, you can use your card, pay it off, and you have purchasing protection there, okay? Now, when I went to buy my solar battery and generator type thing, they locked up my credit card and I had to contact them and let them know that, yes, it was me. I didn't appreciate it because I was going to pay it off anyhow. But I had to purchase online to save $200. Now, that's a good deal, okay? And so I had to get that straightened out. Get bonuses. And they're talking about all the different cards, and they keep pushing that. But you want to take a look at what your best deal is. And you want to look at what the credit cards are going to charge you, what the banks are going to charge you, interest-wise, and so forth. And there are ways to save money, but you have to do your research, okay? Now, here we go. And we've got just a little bit of time. We can talk about this, daggone it. And we're going to talk about personal loans. How many of you had personal loans? How many have bad credit? You know, I know a lot of people that have good credit, and hopefully they don't have bad credit. I don't owe anybody anything. I mean, except for that gadget that I just bought, I'm going to pay that off tomorrow. That's the best way to do it. But Bankrate.com came up with this one, personal loan alternatives for bad credit borrowers. Well, the key takeaways from Denny Cizik's article, many alternatives to bad credit loans may come with lower costs and save you money in the long run. And secured options may help you get the financing you need, but you'll put your collateral and property to secure that loan. And if you risk, you lose, okay? It's important to improve your credit score to have better borrowing options in the future. Always pay off your credit cards. Never get behind on your payments, okay? So there's 8 personal loan alternatives for bad credit borrowers. Use a credit card, and it's better for those who need to cover small expenditures. I'm saying small, okay? Now, there are credit cards for bad credit. They may give you the funds that you need, but the rates are going to be sometimes higher or lower. You have to check them out. Do your own research, okay? You might need an installment loan, okay? Make a fixed monthly payment towards both the interest and the principal, okay? And with a credit card, you can make minimum payments on the amount that you borrow until you have the cash to pay the balance off. The key thing is don't get into debt, okay? Consider peer-to-peer payments, a P2P, and they're better for those who want an installment loan but can't qualify for traditional lenders. You know, I know a lot of people that have gone to the bank and they want to get a loan and their credit was so bad, there was a problem. And I knew a person that had bad credit and they had to have their teeth pulled and they needed false teeth. Well, they went to a bank for a loan and they got turned down. Because they asked him, I said, what do you need? And he says, well, I need my teeth back. Of course, he was gumming it and I'm not. Well, they couldn't give him the credit because his credit was bad. No loan. So I don't know what the dentist did. He probably kept the false teeth that he made. But nobody would give the guy the money. Use a home equity loan or a HELOC. Okay, home equity loans are better for those who have a sizable amount of home equity. Now, my home's been paid off for years. It's got a lot of equity in it, but do I want to get a home equity loan? No. I'll pay with cash, okay, as much as I can. And if I can't afford it, I don't buy it. Consider using a buy now, pay later plan, a BNPL loan. You could consider it. I wouldn't go with that. Request a payment plan. You could do that for your utility bills, medical expenses, dental work, and taxes. The biggest thing is you don't want to default on those. Okay, so you could request a payment plan. Some cities or utilities will give you a payment plan on your utilities. On taxes, they will do that on a property tax. But don't get behind, okay? Medical expenses, they'll work out some type of a deal with you as long as you continue to pay a set amount for so long so you get everything paid off. Borrow from friends or family. I don't know about that. You know, if the family agrees to do it and you agree to pay them back a certain amount of money, then okay. I wouldn't want to borrow money off of friends. Okay, because I need to know their credit history and I need to know a lot more information before I do that. I've known people that got really burned on that one, not only from family or friends. I knew somebody one time that owed their family $22,000. They never paid it back. That was not a good scene. Okay, borrow against your retirement account. Yes, you could do that through your 401, and the rates are usually low. But you can't buy or borrow over $50,000 or 50% of your vested account balance. And consider a cash out refinance on your home. You could consider that. Okay, the bottom line. It's best to consider the alternatives to bad credit loans to avoid paying exorbitant interest rates and closing costs. If you don't need the funds urgently, then take the time to weigh the benefits and drawbacks of each type of bad credit. You can check that out on Yahoo Finance, okay? We're getting close on time. And there was one thing that I was going to tell everybody, and it was an important one. And I got to look at my phone because I couldn't bring it up on the screen. And hopefully it's there. There it is. WHIO TV in Dayton put this one out. Organic carrots have been linked to a deadly E. coli outbreak impacting dozens of states, including Ohio. On November 16th, Grimway Farms, that's Grimmway Farms, recalled multiple sizes and brands of bagged organic baby and whole carrots. These products are likely no longer in stores for sale, but may still be in your home, according to the Center of Disease Controls announced today. Okay. So if you like carrots, better check to see where they came from. If they came from Grimway, I think I would get rid of those. Well, next week, maybe we'll talk. Well, no, I got a little bit of time. 12 facts about all-you-can-eat buffets. Now, come on. Who hasn't been to a buffet? Okay. Who hasn't pigged out at a buffet? You know, you go there, you see all that food. You know, I used to be on a seafood diet. I see food and I eat it. Okay. You're probably on the same diet too. Well, Yahoo Life had a thing about 12 facts about all-you-can-eat buffets, and it's right here on the screen. I'll go through part of it. You know, the Swedish had a buffet. They have all kinds of foods available, and you can pick and choose from each one of them, okay? And that was in the 1500s, and the Swedes offered a brännvinsbord, which is a smorgasbord is what we would call it, to guests as an appetizer, which consisted of spicy vodka called brännvin, and light dishes like bread, cheese, dried meats, and so forth. Okay. Well, then we go to Las Vegas. Then they have the all-you-can-eat buffets. Okay. And you get a lot of different fast food restaurants have them, okay, with breakfast buffets. And people load up. And do they eat everything? Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. And some buffets trick you into eating a lot more bread, which is cheaper, than meat. Okay? And so the buffets still profit despite customers eating all they want because some of the stuff that you're getting is the cheaper quality foods. Okay? And sometimes you go in to a buffet, and I believe there was one in Pennsylvania where they served 1,200 people a day, and it was an Amish-style buffet. And there was a video about that. I ought to see where that video is and see if I can possibly play it. But, you know, every place makes money. They have to make money on a buffet. If they don't make money, they're out of business. And some people come into a place and they have buffets because the regular meals weren't selling and people go for the buffets and pig out. Okay. So you got to watch that. Always be careful. Do not get food poisoning. Watch what you eat. Trust me. Okay. That's one thing you need to do. I've known people who have gone to buffets and who got very, very ill. Okay. Wow, guys, that's about all I've got here. I don't think that we've got exit music now. We're still working on that. Let's see if I can do a cutting the bull video. Let's see if this.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.